You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Newly compiled data shows that women visit community health centers at almost double the rate of men. Healthcare policy reporter for Axios, Maya Goldman, has looked at the numbers and joins us now. Maya, thanks for your time this morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for joining us. Could you run down the numbers for us first off when it comes to the disparity between men and women visiting community health centers?
Yes. The CDC released new data this week. It's from 2022, and it shows that about 445 out of every 1,000 adult women visit a community health center, but just 249 out of every 1,000 men went to a health clinic. So it's almost double. Women are visiting at almost double the rate of men.
I'm curious, before the CDC did look at these numbers, has this been a trend that's been seen in other research or, you know, maybe by anecdotal evidence?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a pretty substantial body of evidence that shows women are likelier to visit the doctor. They're likelier to be proactive about their health, and they're also more likely to be the ones taking control of their family's health than men are. But there's also research that shows while women tend to live longer, they have a longer lifespan in the U.S. than men. They do so in worse health. So they're more often having illnesses, chronic illnesses at the end of their life.
So when we look at this, you know, and we look at the trends for men's health, you know, what do we see as a result of them not going to these health facilities as much?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. And my reporting didn't really get into that too deeply. But I do know that, you know, the lifespan of men in the United States is significantly shorter than women's. And I think it's probably safe to say that there's some kind of correlation between visiting a healthcare provider less and living shorter lives on average.
Maya, is there any indication that this has anything to do with, for example, ability to pay for healthcare?
So that's an interesting point. This data is specifically about federally qualified health centers, which are health clinics that get government funding to provide care to patients regardless of their ability to pay. So you don't need to have insurance to go to one of these health centers. That said, it's totally possible, the data didn't get into this, but it's possible that there's an information gap where maybe women know that they have this service and men are not as aware of that.
Does the data give any indication as to the reason why, you know, why both men and women were visiting health clinics? Maybe, and I'm thinking preventive care versus health issues.
Yeah, so the data doesn't break that down specifically by gender, but it does show, interestingly, that most health center visits, about 60% were related to specific diseases instead of like screening for health issues or maternal care. So it sort of points to visits being connected to chronic illness instead of, you know, preventative care.
I'm just curious, from a standpoint of being, you know, the healthcare policy reporter, what more you would like to know about this or to take this further for your readers?
I would love to get deeper into that question of why that you were asking. Is it an information gap? Is it that men are, you know, is there like a sort of a stigma against seeking out healthcare? Are men less able to get, like, is it less accessible for them? And what's going on? And also, I'm curious to see how that changes with the generations. You know, the CDC data showed that it's a pretty even spread across adults 18 to over 65 that are visiting federally qualified health centers. But I'm curious to see that gender breakdown by age. This data did get into that.
Maya, thank you so much. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
That is Axios's Maya Goldman joining us on KMOX.